Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trunipole. And as always, I'm bringing you sports from a West Side point of view right here in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio, home of my UC Bearcats. All right, guys, if you found the show, do me a favor, smash that thumbs up, hit that like and subscribe button. I'm up to 740 subscribers. So let's keep it rolling, try to get to 1,000 as fast as we can. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell everybody about Sports with Strawberry Ice. Click on the link. We're doing live video chats today. Hopefully, internet's kind of going screwy today. I don't know if Jeremy's going to be able to join me or not. We tried it a couple of times, and he's kind of choppy, so it might just be me. We'll see what happens. Now, this show and every show is brought to you by T Properties. T Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. All right, guys. As my light flickers on and off over there. tonight is the college football rankings. Now, the AP poll has UC at number 6, Ohio State at number 3. So, more than likely, that's probably the way it's going to be. I hope so. I mean, I don't see how they would not have Cincinnati ranked number 6 in the country with Florida losing. The door is open. I don't think it's a big door, but the door is open. If Notre Dame beats Clemson, that would give Clemson 2 losses. So I still don't think they're getting the Bearcats into the college football playoffs. I think they will put Texas A&M over them. Or they'll just keep Clemson in there, which honestly, that's how I think it's going to be. I think the top 4 is going to stay the top 4, in my opinion, going in the final say-so. But we got a lot of college football going on. And Luke Fickell, some more UC news, was named the AP or AAC Coach of the Year. So that's good for him. And D coordinator Marcus Freeman was one of the semifinalists for the Boyles Award. So that's good for him. Marcus Freeman is going to be a head football coach, my prediction, somewhere next year. So, as like I said, we got a live video chat, and hey, my light's back on. That's good. all right, let's see here what we got going on. Crown, you say UC should be number 6. I agree with you. They should be number 6. I don't see how they can't. Be number 6 because, I mean, yeah, we didn't play. Not our fault we didn't play. But the thing is, what UC has to do for any shot to get into the college football playoffs, they have got to blow Tulsa out. I mean, blow them out, which they've had to do with every team this year. The only one they really didn't do it with was Central Florida, but to me, if you watch the game, I mean, yeah, Central Florida started off hot, but then UC came back, and it wasn't that close of a game. I know the score makes it seem like it was closer than it actually is. So, all right, let's see here. Deuce, I think you're new. What's up, brother? Deuce, what the Big Ten did was some BS. Oh, yeah, we've talked about this on our show a lot. The Big Ten completely screwed this thing up for Ohio State. I mean, completely. I mean, first of all, coming out early before anybody else did, saying they're not going to play till springtime, or fall. They want to start playing like now when it's the middle of winter and, you know, flu and cold season, or, you know, normally that's when you get it. So yeah, let's play football now. That makes more sense. So yeah, and then they didn't give them any time at all to make games up or anything like that. What's up, Jeremy?
What's going on, man? Can you hear me?
Is your internet better? You got the crazy Alabama internet. It's not too good today.
Is it bad? Is it still pretty choppy?
Still pretty choppy. I'm having a hard time hearing now. So everybody else, which I mean, I don't know if I can do the chats if you're having this hard internet. Let's try it. Let's see what's going on. The question is DEUC at 102 said, Deuce 1102 said, the Big Ten did was some big, and actually saying BS with putting Ohio State the championship, which I think may have what you're trying to say. You can clarify, but that's where I think actually after I read it, it's probably what he means. It's that they put Ohio State in the game over Indiana. Everybody says they can hear us fine, so maybe it's just me. Well, they can hear if you have to deal with it.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, if you guys can all both hear us, I guess that's great. I don't know.
I think you're good. I'd start off the show just talking about AP Top 20. You know, it's Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, Texas A&M, and Cincinnati. That's what they is. And I think that's what the college football rounds are going to have tonight. But said in yesterday's show, say Notre Dame beats Clemson. In my opinion, Clemson should be out. They're a two-loss team. No two should be in there. One, you have three undefeated teams. So that I don't think they're going to let you think they'll let – they'll make Texas A&M be in there in the Final Four. Jeremy, you there?
Yeah, dude, it's pretty choppy. I'm sorry, man. Dang it. I don't really know what to
do tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll probably have to get through this tomorrow and maybe do it again because I'd love to talk Buckeyes, but us sitting here choppy, I'm sure you guys don't want to sit and listen to it, or us trying to hear each other if it's on our end or whatever. So
yeah, it's not gonna be good. It's not gonna be good of an area. So, all right, brother. Awesome. All right, Deuce. Said it's a 5-game minimum, referring to that. Yeah. They should have a 5-game minimum rule is what I'm referring to. Yeah, that they made their own rule. That's a 5-game minimum, and then they changed their own rule. But I mean, that's the whole dumb thing that the Big Ten I think did. They did all this weird stuff where, you know, they didn't give them any room to get on, you know, to play, to make up games or any of that. So it was a crap show from the beginning, you know. Hang on a second. There you go. So, yeah, it's been a crap show from the beginning as far as the way they handled this whole thing. Not giving them enough time to play the games, thinking everybody's going to follow them, which nobody followed them except for the Pac-12, and they've done an even worse job. But also Pac-12, they got so many crazy COVID rules out there, so it's kind of not their fault, but it kind of is. So, yeah, for all that going on, it has been interesting. Crip, you said we're going to be number 5. I don't see that. I don't think they're going to jump us up. They're not going to jump us above Texas A&M. There's no way because, like I said, Iowa State jumped us. I mean, I had one guys at work said if Oklahoma beats Iowa State in the Pac-12 or the Big 12 championship, they'll jump Oklahoma in. So, let's see here. A rule is a rule. Of it wasn't OSU. Do you think it would be different? Oh, if it wasn't OSU, do I think it'd be different? Well, I don't know. I think if it's Michigan, you know, one of the big schools, they got a big fan base and a lot of money. Yeah. If it's Indiana, no, they would they screwed Indiana, you know? So, that's hard to tell. You know, it's hard to say that, but definitely since it's Ohio State and they say it's their, you know, it's their best team, which I mean, I think Ohio State is their best team in the Big Ten. That, you know, that's one of the reasons they did all that. So the other thing I got going on today is we can do some more college football talk, where we can talk about the Bengals, which we always talk about here. Who day? Natural. Any Bengals news? Not that I know of. But my question, I guess, and I kind of We kind of hinted around at this on the show of, you know, firing Zach Taylor, and he needs to go. And if, you know, if you only have 4 wins in 2 years, and I kind of was thinking about it today. If you fire Zach, which I'm not, I think they should, I don't think they will, but if they do, and let's say San Diego fires their coach, I think there's a good shot Eric Bieniemy, which is the guy I think most of us want, would go there. So if you don't get Eric Bieniemy, and I'm talking about realistic guys that we can get. I don't want to hear Zimmer. I don't want to hear guys that have jobs. I don't want to hear Rex Ryan. I don't want to hear these guys. I want to see legitimate guys, you know, that could be head coaching candidates come here. I don't know of any, you know, I don't know of any other than Bieniemy that could be good. Dude says Mike Brown won't. Yeah, I don't think Mike Brown, honestly, I don't think Mike Brown is going to fire Zach Taylor. I really don't. He's never fired a coach after 2 years. 3 years has been the shortest. And the only one he actually fired was Dick LeBeau. Kozlik quit. So, what do you guys got? All our QBs are hurt. You mean the Bengals? Robert, let's see. All right, Robert, let's see if you can. What's up, buddy? Can you hear me?
I'm still trying to get
it. Robert.
Hold on, man. And again.
Not a good day for the internet.
My internet is fine. It's the damn headset.
Oh.
Hold on. Try to get it to connect again. See if it'll work.
Hello, Robert. All right, let me just jump back or wave when you can hear me. I'll bring you back on. All right, Griff. I can see Taylor staying, and the Bengals getting a new DC. Yeah, that's kind of what I think is going to be the move. You know, and pardon punctuation says, "Yep," to all our quarterbacks being hurt. Yeah, all our quarterbacks are hurt. I mean, if we got to have Finley start this week, which I haven't heard anything about Brandon Allen. I don't know if he's going to be able to play or not. But yeah, but getting to the Bengals, that's more of the move that I think they're going to make. You know, is firing the DC, hopefully getting rid of the O-line coach, because like I said, and I said this before on lots of shows, he's the reason that in my opinion, we didn't draft any more offensive linemen, because I think Zach and Duke listened to their coaches and they listened to Armadillo, and Armadillo wanted all these guys and they went and got them. Now you got to give it, look at it this way. Lots of them are injured. You know, Trey Waynes has been gone. All right, Robert's got thumbs up. All right, let's try here. All right, Robert, what's going on, man? All good now?
Yeah, I'm good now. I got it to work. I don't know what was going on with it.
I don't know. We're having internet issues today. Jeremy can't get on. Well, he's on, but I can't hear him. He's choppy. So, yeah. What's up, brother? What's going on?
That's what I was going to say. I'll just take Jeremy's spot today for you, so you got somebody on with you. I see all these people taking shots
by myself.
I was taking shots at Ohio State again today. I mean, Michigan has healed up now magically, and they're playing. So.
Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't they play last week? I mean,
I don't know, but I think I might have read something that they had like 50 guys out last week or something like that. Now all of a sudden they're magically better. But the thing is, I heard today on the morning that Thursday I think they opened up their weight room, and then Sunday they were out there practicing. So if they could have practiced Sunday, why in the world could they have not played Saturday? You know?
That's my point. I mean, I think they knew they was going to get smacked real hard and didn't want to look too bad.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think they took a shot just trying to keep OSU out. That's what I think. I think it was total just, you know, we're going to try to screw you because we're going to get our ass whooped anyway. So.
Yeah, I just wanted to jump on and mess with Jeremy since he couldn't be on, take a shot at him because his Alabama internet.
There you go. Yeah, Alabama internet. All right, brother. I'm going to let you go. Natural's wanting to jump on here. Appreciate
right,
you, Robert.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Take it easy. See you, man. All right. Natural, what's up, brother? Hello, Natural. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear. What's up, buddy?
Nothing. Just think about what you said about Taylor. I mean, Eric Bieniemy is a good choice as his replacement, but will Mike Brown? Because honestly, I was thinking about this, and I don't know if you remember when he was his introduction.
Naturally, you sound like conference. You're, dude, you sound like you're in a tunnel. You're cutting in and out a lot.
Oh,
try to jump back on again. Try to jump back on. All right. Live show, people. Live show. When it doesn't work, it doesn't work. All right, let's see here. Brad, maybe Mike Brown will attack the O-line of free agency like he did the defense last year. I read a Sports Illustrated article saying that John Tony from the Patriots is a must for the Bengals to sign. Yeah, and he's a guard, and that's the thing. That's a good point there, which actually I got something else that you posted in the ice bar, Brad, but I'll get to that in a minute. But that's the thing. The Bengals, if they draft Sewell, number three pick, and they sign Tunney as a guard, then to me the offensive line is fixed, and you could get a pass rusher in the second round. So that might be a good thing for them to do. Now, Brad, you posted this, I think it was you, I posted in the ice bar, where they had Jacksonville number one and Washington number two, which is completely wrong. I mean, the Jets are going to get the number one pick. They haven't won a game yet. So that's the number one pick. Jacksonville is number two, and then it's the Bengals. So it was for Bleacher Report or something, but I don't know where you got it from. But that is incorrect. And I posted the link to you back. Yep, Luke Fickell is definitely the GOAT, best college football coach we've had since Brian Kelly. And it's funny, Notre Dame fans not that long ago were calling for Brian Kelly's job. I'm like, dude, Brian Kelly's a good coach. You guys just need to calm down. And that brings me back to Zach Taylor again. It's like 2 years. Like, I know, four wins in 2 years. It's hard to keep them. I'm just, who do you get? Who is out there that's better, you know? And you can say anybody, okay. Who? Because they gotta make the choice. All right, Natural, let's try this again. Let me click you on there. What's up, buddy? Natural. Hello, Natural. Are you there? Natural. Going once, Natural, going twice. He gone. Nope. Noise, Natural. Nope. Can't hear anything, buddy. Sorry, I don't know what's going on. I'm plugged in, so I don't know what's going on, man. I'm not sure why I have a hard time hearing people. Okay, let's see here. Yes, AAC championship game this weekend. Yes, it's gonna be a big game, big football weekend for UC and Ohio State fans. You start the day off watching Ohio State. Then you can bring on the Bearcats, the main team in prime time, baby. And that's the thing, too. It's 8 o'clock. They need to go and ball out and see if they can have something there. Jeremy, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Just using your phone now to see if that works?
Yep. I don't – I'm sure my phone's working fine. The internet's fine. I don't get it. I don't.
It's got to be me.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm plugged in, dude. You're second.
What's that?
I said you're still lagging.
Oh, am I?
I hear you. And now you're free. Yep. It might. I don't know. Let me get
to damn.
See what he's got okay. going on. See if I can get him again. Third time, Natural. Are you there?
Hey, Jeff. Can you hear me?
Jeff? Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, you hear me?
I can sort of hear you. Can you hear me? Yep. What's up?
Hey, talking about I don't know if you remember Zach Taylor's introductory press conference 2 years ago. Well,
yeah, it must be my internet today, dude. I don't know. I can't hear you. I cannot hear. I am plugged in. I don't know. Maybe we'll just forget the video chats today and just talk on the chat because it must be my internet. I'm plugged directly in. I don't know what's going on. Let's see here. That's speakers. That's battery. Internet. Yeah, I'm on the right internet. Let me see here. Yep. I got full bars on my internet. Yeah. I don't know. It's as many bars as I normally have. I don't know. All right. Let's just forget the video chats. Let's just go with the regular chat here. All right, Jay. I don't care how many national championships Ohio State won. The Bearcats are going to be number one. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody got crip. Everybody's saying it's my internet. It must be mine. I don't know. Like I said, I'm plugged. I do the same thing I've done every single day. So, but the thing is, you guys can hear him. That's great. But I can't hear him, and Jeremy can't hear me. So it's hard to have a show. Yeah. Natural. I don't think it's you, dude. I think it's my internet because I'm having a hard time hearing you guys. Everybody can hear me. So we're good. We'll just talk. Forget the live chats. We'll just talk on the radio chat row. So, yeah, my Wi-Fi must be jacked up. So, can you guys hear me? I mean, am I choppy? Am I cutting in and out a lot now? You guys have a hard time hearing me? Because that would be a problem. If you guys can't hear me. Anyway, I'll keep talking. So, where was I at? Yeah, so anyway, all right. I guess the biggest question I was talking about is you got, you know, Ohio State college football, Bearcats college football, and then you got the Bengals. Who do you guys think should be the next head coach? What candidate out there other than that's available out there other than Eric Bieniemy would you want to hire? So I don't know. I'm not sure. Dalton's on. What's up? Let's just say here. Okay. If you fire him, it sends a message that his performance isn't acceptable. It might facilitate someone worth grabbing actually seeking to come here. Oh, we can hear you. Good. You can hear me. No, I'm not saying don't fire him. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying who is there a candidate out there that we should go get, you know, everybody says Eric Bieniemy. I don't know of another one that's viable. I'm not saying Zimmer. Somebody said Jack Del Rio and Rex Ryan yesterday, and both of them are losing coaches. I mean, they haven't been, you know, they've had one or two good years and that's it. They're not ones that I would say. Now this is an interesting one. I think Crypt said this a couple of times, Darren Simmons, which will be an interesting one to try and, you know, make the head coach. Now, this is also – now, me and Jeremy have got on Zach about putting Erickson in there back there at, you know, punt return all the time. But isn't it Darren Simmons who's in charge of that? So, and he keeps putting him back there. So, it's – you know, I'm not saying that he shouldn't. He wouldn't be a good, viable head coach. But that is somebody that we could – oh, Tony voted for me. Thanks, Tony. I appreciate you, brother. I'm still losing. If you guys are a member of the Ice Bar, we got a Jeremy put the poll up there that who's the funniest guy on the show. And me, Jeremy, or Mike. And right now Jeremy's winning. I think Jeremy's cheated. I think he's went on and I think he's voting for himself twice. That's what I think. All right, Mike. What's up, Mike? Hey, Jeff, when does the committee playoff come on and what channel? It's on at 7 o'clock. It's on ESPN. So I'll be getting off here by 7 if I – all right, let's see here. Brad, this won't be a popular opinion, but I like what you said, Jeff. Who else is available? Bieniemy might go anywhere. Zach's not all bad. Holds players accountable. And I think his play calling fits Joey B. That's another – that's another good point. I had this conversation with somebody at work where he was saying that Zach – and I didn't agree with him. He said Zach didn't coach to the talent on his team. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? He said, because he was throwing, 40-something times a game. I said, okay. But they can't run the ball. I mean, they proved it last week. They tried to run the ball. The offensive line, there's no holes for anybody to run. So when Zach Taylor, 90% of the time, he runs it on first down. If you only get a yard or two and you're at, say you don't get any yards, say you're at second and 10 or second and 9, second and 8, that's not good. So you have to throw it then, because you got to try to get, conversions. You got to get first downs. And if you're not running the ball, which they have not been able to consistently run the ball all year, and even with Joe Mixon. And people say you got to stick with it. But if it's not going anywhere and you're already down, a touchdown or two touchdowns or whatever it is, you got to work with what you got. And to me, Zach doing basically and Joe doing a three-step drop and getting the ball out was what Zach had to work with. He couldn't do – Joe, we said this before, Joe couldn't do a five-step drop. He would get sacked. He would get sacked at a three-step drop, And when things are rolling is three steps, bam, ball is out. And that's, to me, where I think people want Zach to do something that this team isn't capable of doing because their offensive line sucks, We can't run the ball. There's no holes for guys to go to, And you can't make holes. You can't run over everybody all the time. I mean, Mixon is one of the best running backs in football. And yes, he's made it work the last couple of years, but that's because he's so good, So him not being there the last five or six games has really shown how the offensive line has just sucked, that's where I'm like, people are complaining that Zach threw it too much. I'm like, what's he supposed to do? I don't know. I'm not sure what he's doing. What are you supposed to do? What's up, Crown? What about the bobbleheads? Oh, let me bring this over. What players are the bobbleheads? What, the Bengals ones here? These are the old ones. That's TJ. That's Palmer, Johnson, Graham. I got Reds ones, Sonny Gray. My boy Sabo right there. That's Trevor Bauer. And a whole bunch of Reds. I actually got the Parker Concepcion, a whole bunch of bobbleheads back there. So, all right, let's see here. Anthony, what's up, buddy? Or Antonio, sorry, my bad. If Notre Dame wins and Ohio State wins, UC over A&M. It should be. I mean, that's what I think, but I don't think they'll do it. Anthony, I agree with you. UC should go over A&M. They're an undefeated team. And people say, well, they didn't play anybody. All they could do is play their conference this year. That's it. There wasn't any way they could play anybody else. Again, why it brings me to my point, this is the year they should have expanded the playoffs. Do a freaking bubble. It's 2020. It's the year of the bubble. Take all six teams, go to Atlanta, go to Arizona, go somewhere, quarantine for a week, whatever you got to do, and go play the playoff games. That's what I think they should have done. But who am I? I'm just a guy with a YouTube show. All right. Burrow is the GOAT. Brandon is the GOAT. Luke Fickell is the GOAT. MJ is the GOAT. LeBron is the GOAT. All right. I agree with everybody. MJ is the greatest basketball player ever. Sorry. Bar none. The next guy, I only say next guy, but the other guy that you can call the GOAT will be a guy named Oscar Robertson. And everybody forgets about him. That dude was bad. Badass. All right, let's see here. Tony, wait, up here. Ohio State didn't play anybody either. Yeah, that's kind of my I that's what I threw back at and this guy's a Michigan fan. He's not even an Ohio State fan. I'm like, yeah, obviously Ohio State really didn't play anybody either. I mean, no juggernauts, you know. So like I said, everyone's to throw UC's record at them. I mean, who did Alabama play? Really, that's really, really good this year. I mean, LSU isn't that good. Auburn just fired their coach, so they weren't that good. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, there hasn't been this big, epic, oh, my God, I got to watch this game tonight for college football. Alabama, LSU, Ohio State, Michigan. There wasn't that this year because half the team, the guys couldn't play because of COVID or whatever. So, I mean, that's where people tick me off when they keep saying about they didn't play, but well, nobody really played anybody this year. Yeah, I think it'd be really cool, the 16 playoff. I mean, this is the year to do it, and they haven't said – I don't think they're doing it. They haven't said one freaking word about it at all. So, yes, Big O, Oscar Robertson, I really wish he would have played in a different era. You know, if he could have played in the 80s, you know. I mean, he actually stopped – retired before I was even born. I think 73 is when he retired. So, but, yeah, everybody forgets about the Big O. You cannot forget – about them. But yeah, that's where, I mean, the way college football should be. It should be if Notre Dame beats Clemson, which I think Notre Dame's got a shot at beating Clemson. I really do. Now at this point, if Florida beats Alabama, all they're going to do is drop Alabama to number two. That's not going to hurt them. And Florida's not going to jump up. So that's out the window with Florida losing this past week. But it also helped UC jump up, I think, to six, hopefully tonight. But that's the thing, though. It's like everybody – it used to be college football. You got to go undefeated. You got to go undefeated. You got to go undefeated, you know. Well, now it's like we got to go undefeated, but you got to play the right people. But if you're in the American, it's hard to play. You play who is on your schedule, especially this year. We couldn't play anybody else, you know. Let's see here. What bowl game did the Bearcats play in last year? They played in the Birmingham Bowl. It was awful. I mean, they started with it. It didn't get started on time. It was a lightning strike, and then Boston College didn't even want to play the game. They didn't want to come back out and play, and it showed. They were not in it at all. The Bearcats completely destroyed it. Let's see here, Jet. I'm doing my best to keep track of college football teams this year. Yeah, and that's the thing. It's kind of hard to figure out who played, you know. Well, okay, this team played that. How many players were they out? You know, what happened with this? What happened with that? It's been a very interesting, hard year. I would love to have some Cincinnati Royals stuff. I really want to get an Oscar Royals jersey. I got an Oscar Bearcat jersey. I didn't put that up today, but I do have that. I would love to get Cincinnati Royals stuff. And that's why I root for the Cavs, but if the Kings are playing, I kind of back in the day when Chris Webber was on the team, I was kind of a big Sacramento Kings fan because that's the Cincinnati Royals. That's what they were. All right, Tony, what's up? Not saying this as an Notre Dame fan, but I think the only games played that was really big and worth watching was Notre Dame Clemson. That's a good one. And that's the thing. It's like we usually have, like, I mean, during college football season, there's like Saturday night, you know, it's on ESPN or it's on ABC or something. There's always some big Saturday night game. And we really haven't had that this year, you know, because there's a lot of the normal college football teams that are good suck this year. Like LSU isn't good. Alabama isn't that good. Or not Alabama. Auburn's not that good. Michigan isn't that good. Penn State had a terrible year. The Pac-12, we're not even paying attention to the Pac-12. They're not even relevant this year. So yeah, USC and Oregon, all these teams. I mean, their Pac-12 is so screwed up. They're having a team play in their championship game because the team that's supposed to be in it can't play because of too many positive COVID tests. So again, do a six game playoff. It makes so much sense to do that this year. So much sense. All right, Landon. A two-loss team shouldn't be ranked higher than an undefeated team like Iowa and Florida. Yeah, I completely agree. That's what ticked me off when they jumped Iowa State over us, and that's where they don't give UC any credit or anything, you know, or even respect the American Conference. It sucks, but that's the way it is. All right, Antonio. Depends on what conference except the ACC or AAC. Yeah. I can't remember what you're following up there. But I mean, it's the AAC. They're not gonna, they're what drives me nuts is they've talked to, I heard this on different radio shows where they'll blast the Big Ten, they'll blast the Pac-12 for not starting, but they're like, oh, you know, the SEC and the ACC and Big 12, and all, they all start on time. I'm like, hey, hello, what about the American? So did we. We started on time, but nobody ever, they don't even get mentioned, you know, in that. It's, yeah. Penn State definitely sucked this year. They're not very good. All right, let's see here. Is the AAC a legit conference? I mean, if you compare it to, okay, normal years, probably not. This year, yeah, because I mean, like I said, I think the SEC's been down this year. I think the Big Ten's been down this year. I think they all have been down this year. So this year, yeah, I think it's a good, good conference. I mean, the AAC's been down this year. You know, because normally we have Central Florida, who's good. Memphis was good last year, but they got a new coach. So, you know, it's, they're down. They're not at the same level, I think, normally as the Power Five conferences. But the thing is, Central Florida deserved to be given a shot to try to play for the playoffs, national title, whatever it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago. When you go undefeated at a high level, which it is, American is a high level conference. No, it's not the SEC. No, it's not the Big Ten, but it still is. It's still a high level conference. I mean, it's like when Boise State was doing it. You know, everyone wanted to see them in there, and they never did it. It's just the thing that they need to be given a shot. Yes, who's ever doing a test? Yes, I see you. I don't know. Okay. Sorry. Crown, UC needs to join the ACC. I would love to join the ACC. I mean, to me, that's the conference. I mean, honestly, if you want to look at geographically, Big Ten is the conference they should be in. The Ohio State, Michigan State, Indiana, all of them are right around us. You know, but that's never going to happen. But the ACC has more of our longtime rivalries. I would like it if they do that, also to steal West Virginia from the Big 12. And then basically you have all the football rivalries that UC had in the Big East. They're all in there. They're all in the AAC or ACC. Quiet, Siri. I'm talking to you. They're all in the ACC, so that's why I think that's the best conference for the Bearcats to go to. Now they have to, you know, they have to be invited. Landon says Apple kid, that would be totally awesome. Yeah, that would be totally. And just thinking basketball, dude. Basketball, that would be such a legit conference if they got in that. Woo! That would be, I mean, you get to play Duke, North Carolina, all these guys every year. And, you know, and the thing is, that would bring up the recruiting. But Anthony brought up on yesterday's show. If UC, I'll put it this way, this is what I think is going to happen. I think UC is going to play Georgia in the Peach Bowl. That's what I think is going to happen. That's the one I've heard the most. If UC goes down to Atlanta and beats Georgia, because it's in Atlanta, Georgia's going to have a ton of fans there, you know. And they're going to outnumber UC. But if they go down there and they could beat Georgia, he's already killing it at recruiting. He's going to kill it even more. So it's a huge thing that can happen. And I was talking about this yesterday with UC in the top 25, hell, in the top five or top six, probably tonight in football. And they're going to be in the top 25 in basketball this year. I know they lost a heartbreaking one to Tennessee, but Tennessee, I guess that game in Tennessee, they looked a lot better. Now that was only their third game of the year. So that's what we have to keep in mind with the basketball team. So you have two of your top programs, your football team and your basketball team will be ranked in the top 25 in the same year. You got the facilities, you got the new Fifth Third Arena, you got all this stuff. It's set up right now. As soon as somebody wants to expand, I think UC is the next team. All right, AC Studios, what's up? Who could replace UConn? I don't think they replaced them with anybody. I think they just let them go, which is kind of weird because UConn still plays football. I guess they just went independent this year, you know? I don't think they replaced it with anybody, which that hurt the conference. Not football-wise, but basketball-wise, I hurt UC because that was another good rivalry we had with them. all right, let's see here. The Natural, just counting the days till Zach is no longer the head coach. Well, Natural, like I said, you fire him. Say Bieniemy, we don't get Bieniemy. Who do you hire? That's my point. I'm not, I'm going to clarify. I'm not saying four wins in 2 years is not acceptable at all. But my question is, who do you hire? You know, because normally there's, two or three hot, coaches out there that are coordinators. I don't know who, but Eric Bieniemy is the only one I've heard. I mean, you got the guy from New England who slips my mind right now, but he's turned down two different jobs. I ain't touching him. My question, Christopher mentioned the D coordinator for Denver that he could potentially be one. But I mean, just in football talk, I haven't heard anybody mention who could be a coach or a good coach for them or, next one to hire. The Big East 2011 to 2012 basketball season for UC was a fun one. Oh, yeah. The last year we were in the Big East. Yeah. I mean, finally, Mick got a good enough talent on his team to compete in the Big East. Because, I mean, they gutted that program. When Mick took over, they had one scholarship player. That was it. And that was the year we're going into the Big East. And I could not wait to get into the Big East because all I kept hearing about, Huggins only beats up teams on Conference USA, and he wouldn't do that good in the Big East or a better conference or whatever, yada, yada, yada. And then they're finally getting in. I'm like, all right, we'll see. And then they get rid of him. I'm like, ugh. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's see here. You guys are blowing the chat up. I like it. 18 playoffs, point blank. Just mad we're not going to have the same defense again. Yeah, I like eight teams or six teams. One of the two. Yes, Josh McDaniels. Thanks, Robert. Yeah, Josh McDaniels. I mean, I think he's good OC, but I wouldn't touch him because he's turned down two different jobs. He was hired by Indianapolis, and then he turned it down. I mean, let's see here. Jeremy, it's not so much as who you hire, who you can convince to come here without a GM. Brown family has a bad reputation in the league. Well, yes, I don't think it's as bad as it used to be. I mean, they do have a quote-unquote GM. His name is Duke Tobin. He's not named it. But it's an NFL head coaching job. There's only, 32 of them? So if that's the shot you get, you take it most of the time. Now, if it's you're competing for guys, yeah, they might go to San Diego or they might go to the Jets, which these guys aren't even fired. Zach's not even fired yet. So it just depends on what jobs are open, you know? Okay, we got the best defense recruiter ever gotten for 2020 or 2022, I think. It'd be, oh, yeah. He's, like I said, there is a lot. If you guys really follow UC recruiting, Luke is absolutely killing it. It's just, you know, it's not five star. Well, some of them are five star. He's getting some pretty good, pretty good recruits. Dang it, Jeremy, it's killing me. I'm on the phone with Spectrum. I'll be back tomorrow. Dude, I think it's my internet. Maybe because other people could hear you. I couldn't hear you. You couldn't hear me. I just have a hard time hearing people on the show. So maybe it's mine. Let's see here. Chris Bennett, Strawberry Ice, new Bengals head coach. Bengals coach Marvin Lewis, come back. Yeah. Marvin, that he's been 16 years is a long time to be in one place. And I love Marvin. I do. But it was time for him to go, you know. All right, Brad, maybe Vance Joseph could be a possibility for the next Bengals head coach currently. Yeah. But again, he was a head coach at Minnesota and it didn't go very good. So, you know, I'm not big on getting retreads. I mean, maybe he'll come here, maybe he'll do good. I mean, that is an option. I'm asking for options. But, you know, I don't know. Go Bucks and Houday. It's killing Jeremy. He can't get on the show with me today. Let's see here. Keith, rumors are Zach Taylor will return next year. I really, like, dude, Keith, I really do think he's going to be back. I don't think Mike Brown doesn't hire or fire guys after 2 years. I mean, he hasn't. Like I said, the shortest has been is three. And the only one he technically fired was LeBeau. You know, Codza quit. Bungle Fever, what's up? You got a new icon. I like it. Pat Fitzgerald from Northwestern would be a great head coach. I have a hard time with college coaches because most of the time they don't work in the NFL. Not all the time. But there's been a lot of them that have been really good coaches in college football and have come to the NFL and sucked. So I'm not big on college coaches, but I do like Fitzgerald. He is a hell of a coach. He could be a possibility. When the season ends, the coaching candidates will become clear. Well, we only got three games. Normally they start coming out. I mean, people start talking. Is there, you know. I mean, there's already a job opening in Houston. So if you listen to the national shows, they've talked about that. And they can't really name anybody, you know, who. So, yes, it will become more clear. But I'm just surprised there's not more guys, more names out there that you hear of. I got it. There we are. Mara is the heart and soul of Cincinnati. Yeah. I really like I said, I like Marvin. They need to hire Eric Bieniemy. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know, Stefan. That's what I said. I guess you just jumped on. But my point was, if they can't get Bieniemy, which there's a chance he might not come here. Just because we want him doesn't mean he's going to come here. Who do they get next? If you fire Zach and you can't get Bieniemy, and I don't want to hear, like I said, I don't want to hear Zimmer. Zimmer's got a job. We all would love to get Mike Zimmer. You know, but he's got a job. He's not getting fired. So, yeah, people have said that. Well, Jim Harbaugh's got to get fired. I wouldn't want that. But his brother's doing good in the NFL, and he did good for the 49ers. I'd have a hard time with Harbaugh. I would. I don't know if that would be a good. That is an option. I'm asking for options. That's an option. Let's see here. Natural. If Taylor is brought back, then it will be a repeat of the last two seasons. Now, will it be a repeat of the last two seasons if they get the offensive line fixed and they get the D line fixed? You know, I don't know, because that's been the two biggest problems. If you can get the offensive line fixed and you can run the ball consistently, because if you look at the game, the two games that we won, we actually had a pretty consistent run game in those games. So I don't know if it's going to be exactly the same thing. Because the thing is, talent wins games. Talent. That's the biggest thing. If you don't have the talent, you're not going to win the game. You know, yeah, everybody's like, oh, coaches make talent better. Not everybody, not all of it, you know. When you're pretty sour on the offensive line and on the defensive line, coaching can only do so much. I mean, like I said, like Josh Bynes in Sunday's game broke through the line twice because sacked the guy, or not sacked the guy, but get the running back in the backfield and missed a tackle. You know, you're like, oh, that's coaching. They got to work on tackling. What if they worked on tackling 25 times and they still didn't do it? He still couldn't tackle it. But that's not – you know, so people always say it, I think people put too much emphasis on the coach. I mean, look at New England. They lost Brady. They're not as good as they were last year. They weren't even that good last year. Or the years before that. You don't have the talent. You can have the greatest coach in the world and you get fired. You got to have talent. And they have talent. I'm not saying that, but they just don't have talent on the lines. And the most important part when you build a football team, you build it from the lines. Mike Brown never does that, but that's what you build it. You build it from your offense and defense line out. You know, he always does it the opposite way. So that's where I'm like, if you fix that, then Zach could have a winning season. I mean, I can't sit there and say it'd be the same thing if you fix the two biggest problems on the team. Because last year, the biggest problem along with the offensive line was the defense. Our secondary is good. I would leave our secondary there. You know, I would leave it alone. It's good. The problem is we can't get to the quarterback. You know, that has been the biggest problem. We can stop the run, especially when we have DJ Reader in there and Gino there, guys, slips my mind right now. When you get those guys back in there, we're going to be able to stop the run. That's not going to be a problem. It's the edges. We can't get around and get to the quarterback. You put pressure on the quarterback, that makes secondary better, that makes everything better. You have an offensive line where Joe Burrow can take more than a three-step drop and can get the ball deep. That opens that up. You have a line who can open holes for Joe Mixon to run through. That makes it better. If you fix the offensive and defensive line, I think with Zach Taylor, we can have a winning team. I really do. Talent wins games more than coaching does. It does. I mean, it just does. I mean, coaching helps a lot. If you have a really good coach and you have a talented team, you got both of it. So, okay, let's hear. Sorry, hold on for a little. And I sound like I'm defending Zach Taylor again, but I just drives me nuts when people are always like, fire the coach, fire the coach, fire the coach. But then people would say, well, you want to fire David Bell. That's because David Bell does dumb crap, in my opinion. And I haven't seen people say Zach does dumb crap. I haven't seen it. I've seen him trying to work with what he has. And he doesn't have – you don't have that offensive line, and you don't have that defense line. It's hard to get stuff. Facebook user, do me a favor. Go to Sports Strawberry Ice. Subscribe so your name pops up. Zach will be here next year. Lou and Turner will take the fall on this, and his worthless ass will be here next year. I don't want it, but the Bengal thing. But I don't want it, but it's a Bengal thing to do. Zach is soft as soft serve on summer's day. Why do people think that? I mean, because people got upset that he benched Gio. You know, so how is that being soft if he benched him? You know, how is it being soft when he keeps yanking guys out of games? How many times did he change the offensive line during the game? I mean, you guys think he has to holler and scream and yell. I mean, you don't always have to do that. If you don't let guys play, they're going to listen because they want to play. So I don't understand the whole soft thing. You guys want to be Bill Cowher, stick the chin out and snarl and growl and have drool coming out. And that's not necessary coaching. That's just yelling at people, which, I mean, sometimes you have to. And, you know, I'm not saying Zach might have yelled at people. I have no idea. You don't always want to, you know, call people out in front of everybody. Maybe he does it behind closed doors. But yanking guys out of games when they don't play good, to me, is not being soft. Sorry. All right. Let's see here. Robert, our biggest problem is tackling. It's been for years. Yeah, I agree with you. That has been a big problem. That kid, and then you say it's coaching, but I mean, I had a problem with that with Marvin's teams before. And I remember him getting asked, do you guys practice tackling? Yeah, we practice tackling every day. So, I mean, that was a problem then. So, that's another good one. I forgot about him. The 49ers D coach. Yeah. He would be a good coaching candidate. Yes. I do like that. That's one of the best ones I've heard, because he is probably going to be a head coach next year. Hopefully we have a preseason. Oh, we're going to have preseason. Yeah. I mean, they got the vaccines are on the way. Yeah. We're going to have a preseason. I think it's weird that baseball is talking about pushing their season back to May to get the vaccines. I'm like, I think it's by springtime. Lots of people are going to be vaccinated who want to be vaccinated, but I don't know. We'll see. Let's see here, Tony. Benching Gio wasn't being soft. It was being stupid. Well, either way, I mean, that's the thing. People say he doesn't do anything, and he does something, then you get pissed off that he did that. So it's like, you can't win. I don't know. And look, the thing kills me, and I believe this would have happened. If Joe hadn't gotten injured, I really do believe we could have won all these games. Like, we could have beat Washington. We were beating Washington. Could beat the Giants. We could have beat Cowboys last week. We could have beat these teams if Joe's there. And it could have changed this whole damn second half. And it's irritating, because I don't think we would have beat the Squeers or the Ratbirds. But, all right, hang on a second here. Where are you? Wait. What? Wait, what do you got, Tony? I'm trying to read it up top there. Masks were needed more for okay, I don't know what that is. I don't know. Anyway, Keith, we're having problems. Yes, transitioning from the 4-3 to the 3-4. Yeah, we're supposed to be a 3-4 defense. That's what Armadillo wanted this year. We needed a 3-4 defense ends, which are different than 4-3 ends. And then we need outside linebackers able to complement the 4-3 defense. Yeah, and that's where I think they can get that this year. Now, if you fired a D coach, you got to keep the 4-3. You can't switch it. You got to stick with what you got, because your personnel, you've already started going to that, you know? So you got to, whoever does that, you got to keep the same scheme. And like I said, somebody's got to go for this team. It can't be the same stuff. Benching Bernard was a panic move. Okay. I don't see it that way. I mean, because he's benched. If you guys actually pay attention to how many times he's benched guys for messing up, I mean, Billy Price, he's yanked him out a million times. Fred Johnson, Bobby Hart. AJ Green. I mean, he's yanked guys out of games. He doesn't care who it is. And to me, that's, again, not being soft. If you yank out Giovanni Bernard, who's been your starting running back here since Mixon, because he messed up, you're going to yank anybody out. So that should put everybody on their toes, saying, you know, hey, I want to play, you know, don't mess up, you know. So that, again, that's where I'm like, it's not anything different than he's done all year. Natural, he's pulled guys. He doesn't care who it is. If they're not performing or not doing what they're supposed to do, yeah. Zach has pulled. I keep finding myself defending the guy, but I mean, you guys keep bringing stuff up, and I'm like, but that's not true. Like, that's not what's, that's not what he's been doing. So, anyway, sorry. Let's see, Crown. I wonder this for years. Why can't the Bengals cover the Titans? That was the thing. You bring that up. That was the Colts game. How many times do we see the tight end run wide open right down to freaking middle? We're playing zone, and we're winning the damn game. Why did you play zone then? I don't know. Let's see here. I'll tell you. You're going off on. I was going off on your Bill Cowher impression. Jeff spitting while talking all the time. Yeah. all right, Anton. Bengals owe us a playoff win in 2021, or I'm writing. Like, hey, honestly, look, this is, I really do believe this. If they keep Zach Taylor, I really do believe this. I really do. I believe Zach should be fired. I don't think they're going to, but if Joe Burrow comes back healthy, it'd be. And if they fix the offensive line, which they're going to, they got the third pick pretty well locked up. They're going to draft Sewell. And if they sign the guy from the Giant or the Patriots as guard, that's fine. Or they get Wyatt Davis or get somebody else as guard. That's fixed. The offensive line is fixed. And then you just got to fix the defense, which you can do it through free agency. You can do it through the draft. These are two things that are very fixable. If that's fixed, then I think we can make a playoff run. It was killing me last night watching. I caught the end of the Browns-Ravens game. It's kind of depressing because Bengals can be on next Monday. And we're probably going to get stomped. And I was looking so forward to that game. I really wanted to see Joe Burrow against the Raptors and the Steelers, or Squealers again. I want to see how he progressed, you know, especially on Monday Night Football. I really wanted to see him on there. And it was just kind of depressing watching how good that game was last night and what we're going to give them next week. All right, Joe is here. Our O-line is a disaster. I understand last year, but no excuses for. Yeah, they should have fixed the O-line this year. Yes, I love the pick of T. Higgins. I really do, but that was more of, I'm going to steal this from a guy at work, but he made a good point. That was more of a luxury pick, and the Bengals need to draft for need. They needed a guard. They needed an offensive lineman. They didn't really need a wide receiver. T. Higgins is great. I love T. Higgins. I'm glad he's a Bengal, but that's what they got to do in this draft. They have to make sure that they draft for need. We are not at the point to draft for the best player available. You got to draft for what you need. Now, I'm not saying reach for that guy. If what you need is you can get lower, then maybe you draft out of or trade out of that spot, get more picks, and get the guy you need. That's what the how they should do this. The natural. All right. If Burrow wasn't hurt, they would have won some games. Then you're buying into fool's gold, not to mention Taylor and Burrow still couldn't win. Well, they were winning the Washington game. They would have won that game. They were close to winning a lot of stuff. The deep ball was – that's what you guys got to remember. Things were – the offense was clicking. I mean, he was throwing the ball a ton. The offense was clicking. He was doing what they could do with what they had. So, you say buying into fool's gold. Is it fool's gold that Zach was coaching to his talent? What they could do best was a three-step drop and get the ball out. That's what they could do. And I think they were doing it pretty efficiently before Burrow got hurt. So, if they could have won the beats Washington, they could beat the Giants, could beat the Cowboys, they beat the Texans. That's what four. That would give you five, maybe six wins. You could have been 6-10, 5-11, 6-10. I'm not saying it's great. I predicted. I was hoping they'd go 8-8 this year as well. I was hoping they do. But if you do that, they're not firing Zach. And another thing is, just think. This is another thing I was thinking about today. Just think. This is all what if this happened? What if AJ Green pass interference at the very first game against the Chargers wasn't called? And Joe Burrow, first game of the year, comes out, leads his team down the field for a win. I'm telling you, that changes the whole freaking season. But we never get the calls. And that's the thing I was just another thing I was saying about Spain yesterday. On we had the touchdown. Yeah, Spain's holding them, but they never call that. And they call it on the Bengals. It's annoying. Okay, well, chat's blowing up. Let me see here. Keith. Keith, talking defense. People are saying Nick Easton needs to go. Our defensive line are not fighting off blocks good at all. There's a lot of changes I think could happen in the coaching staff. And I do think that I said this before, that when Zach got the job, he had to hurry up and get a coaching staff because he really didn't take over the job until after the Super Bowl. I think it was like 3 weeks before the combine started. So I don't necessarily know if he got exactly the guys he wanted. I know some of the guys he did, but you know, maybe there's other guys that he – I'm just spitballing. I don't know for a fact. I'm just saying it's an awful short amount of time to try to pick your coaching staff. So there could be – I think there should be – there's got to be changes on the coaching staff if you keep Zach Taylor. You've got to change something, hopefully a lot. Because, if you guys remember, like I said, Marvin Lewis got here, and I wish – nobody could remember the guy's name, but we had the offensive coordinator who was the OC – when LeBeau was here, and we kept him forever, and people kept calling to get rid of him. And they finally got rid of him. And after that, it seemed like Marvin was able to get rid of coaches easier, and it took a little while to actually get Zimmer and to get Jay Gruden, to get these guys. Cause those are his two best offensive defense coordinators. Those are the two best he had in all 13 seasons he was here. Let's see here. O-line is fixed with that. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You do either one of those, the O-line is fixed, and it's a whole different thing. Bates is the man. Bates is an awesome player. Burrow is the man. Yep. Offensive line is the key. Exactly. Offense and defensive line. You got to get both of those fixed. Matthew, what's up? Go Bearcats. Yep. All right. Let's see here. I agree on the draft O-line, D-line, but corner needs depth. Green, Ross, Erickson are likely gone. We need two wide receivers minimum. Yeah, the draft isn't the be-all, the end-all for me. We've got to be able to mix and match and do free agency and the draft like they did last year. They did a good job. They solely concentrated on the defense last year. That was their whole thing, a secondary. They didn't concentrate on the pass rush because I think they thought Dunlap was still going to be a good pass rusher for us, and he just didn't want to be here anymore, unfortunately. He's showing that because how he's playing in Seattle. So I think him not playing the way they thought he was, that's why they just went mostly with the secondary, because you got him, Hubbard, and Lawson, those three going. And if Dunlap is having a normal Dunlap year, you're getting pressure on the quarterback. And Geno coming up the middle, and then they signed Reeder, which he's hurt. So everybody they counted on as far as on that defensive line, most of them either underperformed or got hurt. So that's another reason that – I don't disagree about the DBs, but if you get pressure on the quarterback, that makes the secondary that much better, So I agree, we got to find some depth at corner, but the bigger issue to me is getting to that quarterback. You get them, you make them throw the ball faster than they want to, makes it a lot easier to cover them. All right, Keith. All right, Burrow being a rookie without any preseason. Think about it. Burrow, our wide receivers, was learning the timing of each other during the regular season game. Burrow did a very, very good job. Yes. And again, I will say this. I'm going to defend Zach again. I don't know why I keep doing it. But again, to me, that's a good coaching job by Zach of helping them get all this together, and again, getting Brandon Allen to play as good as he did last week. You know, I don't know why I keep defending Zach, but people keep saying stuff. I'm like, well, but you have to look at the stuff that he's doing, you know. And I know wins. We want wins. We want wins. We only got four wins. It's not good enough. I am not saying that, but I just get tired of everybody blaming this and like, but he's not. I can see a lot of good stuff he's done, in my opinion. All right, Mike. Let's see here. What's up? People get upset with Zach because they think he doesn't do his job as far as yelling at players. But when he does his job by benching people, are still not satisfied. That's right. I agree with you, Mike. That's where I'm like, what do you want him to do? He's, you know, he benches guys. You get upset he benches them. You want him to scream at them too? What's the difference? They're not playing. It's more, I guarantee you, if I was an NFL player, I'd rather you yell at me, cuss at me, call my mom this, and then put me right back in the game. You don't say a word to me. You sit my ass down and don't and have no clue when I'm playing. Trust me, that's going to hurt a hell of a lot more than you yelling at me. All right, yell at me. Cool. Great. Can I go play? You know? So, all right. Let's see, Nacho. Honestly, I don't think Mike Brown was that big of a fan of the Taylor hire. It was more of the Blackburn's decision. Why do you say that? I didn't think anything when any decision got made without Mikey boy. All right, John, who's the backup quarterback next year? I'm hoping they sign somebody. To me, because you don't know. I think there's a very good chance that Joe Burrow will be back at the beginning of the year next year. And the reason I say that, because Carson Palmer had a knee injury. He got injured in January, and he came back. Joe got injured in November, so there's a very good chance that he will be back at the beginning of the year. But options for backup QBs. I like Fitzmagic. Another one brought up is Andy Dalton. You could bring him back, and people are like, why do you just keep him last year? Because you don't pay a backup quarterback as much as – well, at least the Bengals don't pay a backup quarter as much as – Andy was going to make. Yeah, they paid $1 million in Dallas, but he was set to make more money with the Bengals. But, I mean, you just get a guy who – I don't want like Jameis Winston or Cam Newton. I want a guy who knows he's a backup but can be a good replacement until Joe gets back. So it has nothing to do with the play of those two. They want to be starting QBs, and I just don't want them to make waves. I don't think there's going to be any controversy. I mean, everybody knows it's Joe's team. So you can also look at it that way. If they do come here, they know when Joe's back, it's his team. So you could go with Winston. Cam just doesn't fit what the Bengals do. Right? So he would not be a good option. The natural. If he isn't getting him anywhere, any wins, then he's the problem. Yeah, I know you keep I know naturally you keep saying that. I understand. Four wins is not enough. I understand that. I'm not arguing that point. I'm just saying I don't think he's as bad as everybody says he is. And just the stuff that people bring up isn't true. You know, he does hold people accountable. You know, he is, I think, a good coach. He's worked with the offense is what they could do, you know. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying we should keep him. Four wins is not good enough. I agree with you. I'm not arguing that. My argument is what the things that people always get mad at him and blame Zach for. It's not true, in my opinion. All right. Let's see here. Tony, I get why you're defending Zach, but you have said he should be fired. Why do you think he should be fired then? Like I just said, four wins in 2 years. It's hard to keep a guy like that. I mean, it is. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. That's the nature of NFL football. It's I want winners. You don't win, you don't keep your job. You know, the reason I'm defending is because people say stuff that I'm like, okay, but he's doing this. So what? And all everybody's mad about, if he's winning, nobody's saying fire Zach Taylor. So you guys keep coming up with all these different things about this and this and this. If he's winning, you're not firing him. You know, that's the truth. He's not winning. That's why everyone's fired. You can make up all these other excuses about this and this and this. If he's winning, you're not firing him. And you can't deny that. Well, all these other things are just excuses. Well, he does this. Well, no, this is what he actually does. Well, he does this. No, this is actually what he does. You know, I'm just speaking facts of what he's actually doing in the games and what he's done. You know, it comes out that I'm defending him, but you guys keep throwing stuff out there that this is why we should fire him. We should fire him because he's won only four games. That's it. That's the only reason you want to fire him. That's the only reason I want to fire him. That's why you get fired. So, let's see here. Okay, Keith. Hang on. The problem is with Zach Taylor, people are looking at him as an offensive coordinator more than being a head coach. I believe we have an identity problem for our head coach. What's the identity problem? I mean, people asked me, what's the identity of the Bengals? Well, the identity of the Bengals is Joe Burrow. He was your best player. So you ride that guy. And that's what he did. So our identity is that. Like I said, the games that we won, I'm pretty sure we ran the ball pretty good. And that helped. I think if you've seen what Zach wants to do, he wants to have a balanced attack, run game, passing game, all that. But if you don't have a line that can run, it's hard to do that. So I think our people said, well, you know, I've asked you, well, I don't think this team has an identity. Sure they do. It's Joe Burrow, and we drop back, three-step drop, and throw the ball. That's what they can do. That's what they were good at. They're not, I mean, and that makes, that's a mark of a not a very good team. When you can really only do one thing good, but you're really good at it because they did it pretty good. So, all right. Natural. How do you only win four games with Dunlap, Geno, Green, Bates? Well, Dunlap didn't play for us. Atkins hasn't done a whole lot. Green hasn't done a whole lot. Boyd and Bates and Burrow. There you go. You got three of them. That's how. I mean, I'm not trying to argue with Natural, but I mean, Dunlap didn't do crap for us. Geno hasn't done anything. AJ hasn't done anything. Boyd, Bates, and Burrow all played great. So, I mean, that's why you counted on Dunlap, you counted on Atkins, and they really haven't done anything for you this year. And Green hasn't done anything. So you have three of the guys that you're counting on, and they don't do anything for you. That's a problem. You know, one of the reasons you only win four games, because guys that you're counting on making plays and being great players for you haven't been great players. They all those guys have been mediocre players this year at best. I mean, Dunlap is what the Seattle has played better, but Geno hasn't done anything. AJ hasn't done anything. Bates is all pro. Boyd's been awesome. Joe Burrow would have been rookie of the year. So the other three who've been here, who you're counting on to lead the way, haven't done crap. So you're making my point. That's how you only win four games. You have these guys who have been there and know how to win and don't do anything for you. What do you got, Tony? Exactly, he's winning and nobody cares. Zach's not winning. I don't know. I'm not sure what you meant there. Okay. But he hasn't won, and that's why he should be fired. I'm agreeing with you. I've said that. How else do you evaluate coaching? I just said that. Nacho, love you, dude, but I have said multiple times on the show today, last week, four wins is not enough. He needs to be fired. I agree with you. That's the nature of coaching. You get judged by wins and losses. You ask the question of how can he win with these guys? Well, or how can he win four games with these guys? They're not performing. And sorry, but the coach can only do so much. If your team's not performing, yeah, it falls on him. But it's also the players, you know? But yes, I'll say it again. Four wins in 2 years is not enough. I think he should be fired. I don't think he will be. So, anyway. So, I'm not sure why you keep saying that, because I'm agreeing with you. He should be fired. Four wins is not enough. And like I said, everybody keeps bringing all this other stuff up. Well, Zach did this, Zach did that. If he's winning, nobody brings any of that stuff up. Winning fixes everything. That Landon. I think Green's career is over. But he had a decent last two games. Well, he had a decent game last week. Or yeah, that was about it. All right, Keith, what calls did Zach make on our defense for our defense? What players on our defense actually look up to Zach Taylor? I think Zach is way caught up in the offense. It's a problem in terms of being a head coach. I don't know. I'm not inside Paul Brown Stadium, so I have no idea. But they're, that's why you have a defensive coordinator. I mean, I don't know what Marvin Lewis had to do with the offense. He's a defensive coach. So, you know, they're a head coach, but they're usually either a defensive coordinator or offensive coordinator before that, or a special teams guy. So I get to what you're saying. I don't have an answer for you, but there's lots of head coaches like that. You know, I don't think Marvin had a whole lot to do with the offense. I mean, I could be wrong, but. Zach needs out of here. Yeah. Oops, shoot. Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I'm tired of losing too. Trust me, I'm sick and tired of losing. Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you. And people are taking me defending Zach that I want to keep him. I don't think we should keep him. I'm just tired of people saying this other stuff. He does this, well, he does. We're not winning. We won four games. That's the reason he should be fired. That's it. You know, quit saying all this other stuff that he does this. He's won four games in 2 years. That's it. Fire him. You know, that's the way football is. So, anyway, I'm about to jump off here because I want to go watch college football ranking show. So I'm going to jump off here. Been on almost an hour and a half by myself. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. Sorry, Jeremy. Sorry, fans of Jeremy. He wasn't on the show today, but sometimes it happens and you're just stuck with me. So I'm the originator of the show anyway. Anyway, I ask you guys to come join the Facebook groups that me and Jeremy and Mike help run. They are Bengals Nation, Bearcats Country, Reds Country, and Cyclones Country. I also ask you to get on Ohio State Bucknuts. I hope it got put on the link there on the channel or on the page today because I couldn't do it. I'm down here by myself. To be fair, after the show, I'm going to put it on the podcast. It's on BeanPod, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, pretty much wherever you get it. Like, rate, review, give me a 5-star review. I would love it. Follow me on all my social media platforms. All under Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Go to the Ice Bar. That's a new – well, not new one. I've had it. I just started telling everybody about it again. It's just fun, interactive stuff we can do with the regular callers, the regular viewers of the show. YouTubers, at 740. I was at 741 yesterday. I'm at 740 today. So try to get to 1,000. I really need to get to 1,000. You get to 1,000, then YouTube starts blasting us out more, and we can get more and more content, more and more people on here at different places and make the show a lot more fun. Other than that, you guys have a wonderful day. And as my boy Jeremy Dean says, remember one thing. You don't live in Cleveland. You live in Cincinnati. So act like it. Who day? And that's just sports, baby. See ya!